She made a lot of claims that were pretty chilling. First off, that he controlled every aspect of her life. And one chilling detail in particular that she shared, he would stuff a towel into their crying baby's mouth. She also claimed that when he learned that she planned to leave him, he would carry a gun around with him and keep her under surveillance. She also testified that he controlled every aspect of their financial lives and limited access to their shared car. When she complained about it, he bought her a new SUV, and her lawyer called that a nonsense solution because he kept failing to pay the mortgage.
Well, what else came out in court? Who else spoke in court, Luke?
So one of Argote's daughters also spoke in court. Now, this is not one of the daughters that was discussed or fought over in custody. This was an adult daughter from a previous marriage. And she also said the same sort of patterns that he would try to control every aspect of her life. She said that she spent most of her teenage years locked away in her room and that he had actually installed cameras throughout the house so he could always keep an eye on her. She also claimed that he beat her with a belt and anything that was lying around the house and said that once she turned 18, she left and never contacted her dad again. And the only reason she showed back up to court was to make sure her other four siblings did not get the same abuse.
And Argote is the one accused of killing this judge. He then disappeared. What's the latest on the search for him?
You know, the last bit of evidence that has been found was his car was found just a couple of miles away from the crime scene. But other than that, there is no trace of him. But there is a multi-statewide manhunt looking for Argote.